Are you sure about this, Eugene?
Entirely. If this is what it takes to walk outside in peace, then I'm willing to do it. Proceed, Miss Kendall.
Okay. Don't blame me after it's done.
I take full responsibility.
Okay. Here goes. Here today, gone tomorrow.
What?
Never mind.
Thank you.
Well, kids, how are things with your bird?
Great. Mr. Whitaker took care of him while I was at school, and I've been feeding him ever since.
I fed him once.
Me too. I'll get it. Maggie Blake is supposed to drop off a book for me.
Go ahead, Olivia. Did I hear that you've named him?
Dexter.
Interesting name, though I wish you hadn't named him.
But why not?
Well, naming him adds to your attachment, and you remember you're not keeping him. He has to be taught to fly and let go.
I know, but I'll be comforted by our new puppy.
What new puppy?
The one I'll get because I was so responsible with Dexter.
Well, oh. Now wait a minute. We never agreed to that.
But why can't I? You've seen how responsible I am.
Well, yes, you've done an amazing job, but... Look, Camilla, I don't want you to get your hopes up about a puppy.
But, Dad!
Hey, look! Wooten's here!
Hey, Wooten's here! I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were eating. I was just on my way home, and I thought I'd see how your baby bird was doing.
Oh, he's doing great, oh. Yeah. He's in the box in the living room if you want to go look.
Okay.
His name's Dexter, by the way.
Oh, I love that name, Matthew. You know, I had a moose that came to our backyard all the time that I called Dexter.
Mm. Why did you call him Dexter?
Oh, you know, because the word Dexter is Latin for right-handed. Anyway, I'll just peek in on the little fella for a minute if you don't mind.
Of course not. Go right ahead.
Dad, mm-hmm. What does being right-handed have to do with being a moose?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Me either.
Mm-mm. Okay, anyway, about that puppy.
No, oh, Camilla, I think we should really talk about it.
I'm sorry to bother you folks, but Dexter is barely moving.
What?
Yeah, I think something's wrong with your bird.
Nobody panic.
Oh, no. Is he alive?
He's breathing, kinda.
Mom, Dad! Do something!
Well, I don't know what to do. Wooten?
I would try beak-to-beak resuscitation, but I'm afraid I might blow him up.
Wait! Maggie Blake's dad is a veterinarian. Should I call him?
Well, I know Bill. I'll give him a call.
Oh, Dexter.
Oh, sweetie, there's nothing you can do right now. We'll have to wait.
I know what to do. I can pray.
Yeah.
Well, I just got off the phone with Bill Blake. He said that there's not a whole lot we can do for Dexter. Just make him comfortable and try to feed him if we can.
This is all my fault. I shouldn't have left him.
Oh, he was only as far as the living room, Camilla. And you had to eat dinner.
It doesn't matter. Oh, if anything happens to him...
I'm sorry, Camilla.
He'll get better. I believe he will. I'm going to pray and keep praying. All night if I have to. Come on, Dexter. You can do it. Fight to live. Do you hear me? Fight to live.
Camilla.
Dad? Oh, I fell asleep. Dexter!
He's still breathing. Have you been able to feed him?
No, he won't eat.
Look, it's 3 a.m. I don't think there's anything else you can do. You should go to bed.
No, Dad, I can't. I have to stay with him and pray.
Sweetheart, even with prayer, it's possible he won't make it.
Because of the curse?
Curse?
A curse with pets.
There's no such thing as curses.
But there has to be a curse. Why else is this happening?
Well, it's happening because baby birds rarely survive when people try to take care of them.
But this one has to live. Don't you see? God gave him to me to be responsible. And if he dies, then...
If he dies, then he dies. That's the way it works sometimes.
Then what was the point of me helping him?
The point? One point is that you're a loving and compassionate person who saw a need and tried to meet it. I'm proud of you for that. Whatever else happens, well, that's God's business.
But I'm praying for Dexter.
And that's good. Whether Dexter lives or dies, we hold on to our faith in God, and we don't become superstitious about things like curses. Do you understand?
Yeah, Dad, I do.
Okay. You're going to stay here?
Uh-huh.
All right. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Daddy. and thanks for coming down. See you in the morning.
Good morning, Camilla.
Good morning, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, dear. Is something wrong? Where's Dexter?
He passed away last night.
I'm terribly sorry to hear that. How are you doing?
I'm sad. Do you believe that God wants everything that happens to us to teach us something?
Sure. Why? Do you think you learned something from this experience?
Yeah, I learned that responsibility isn't easy.
Anything else?
Well, doing our best doesn't always mean things will happen the way we want. Sometimes God has other plans.
That's a hard lesson, Camilla, but an important one.
Mr. Whittaker, I... Oh, hello, Camilla.
Hi, Eugene.
Is there something wrong?
What happened to your hair?
Oh, happily, I decided that hair is for the birds.
Huh?
I have donated it to assure my safety, and through it, my enemies are now my friends. Let peace reign once again in Odyssey's fair parks.
I don't get it. The birds keep swooping at my head.
Oh, no. Miss Candle, bring the clippers.
What?
Well, that was certainly an exciting adventure. I'm glad Eugene's finally flying free of his hairy burden.
Chris.
What?
What are you doing?
What can I say? I'm winging it.
Right. Could you wrap it up? We need to fly the coop, okay?
Okay. Well, anyway, in between the dive-bombing birds, the family curses, and wild hair clippers, I hope you noticed what Mr. Parker said about God knowing what's best. In fact, there's a verse in Matthew 10 that fits today's show perfectly. Jesus says that not one sparrow falls to the ground without God knowing about it. Then he says, you're worth more than many sparrows. Just as Camilla was holding that little bird in her hands today, the Creator is holding us in His hands, and that's the best place for us to be. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. For the Birds was written by Phil Walton and Paul McCusker, and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crow. Crow! Birds! Sorry, okay. Music by John Campbell. Dave Arnold is our executive producer. Our cast featured Sydney Schiattani as Camilla, Mark Evan Jackson as David, Will Ryan as Eugene, and Zach Callison as Matthew, along with Andre Stoika, Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Amanda Troop, and Hope Levy. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.